President of the ACTU, Jed Carney, joins us now. Ms. Carney, good afternoon.
Hello, Tom.
Now, what do you think? Are you pushing for 10 days domestic violence leave?
We are. We actually would like 10 days for domestic violence leave to be available to all workers through the award system. And we already have nearly just under 2 million employees already have access to this. Big employers like the National Australia Bank and the Commonwealth Bank, IKEA, and lots of employers have seen the value in giving this leave to their employees because, you know, the last thing you need for a woman who is trapped in a domestic violence or abusive relationship is for them to lose their job because they have nowhere to go. They can't raise it as an issue with their employer, and we really don't want them. You know, evidence shows that the best way for them to escape that is to have decent leave.
Okay, I sort of understand that, but I mean, if someone is suffering from domestic violence, well, I mean, how does leave help that? I mean, can't they just go and talk to their employer and say, I've got a problem here? But why do you need 10 days leave?
Well, a lot of women, as you would know, would have to attend court. They might have to pack up their kids from an unsafe environment and find somewhere else to live, and that would take a day or two to sort of pack up a house and leave. It might be that they've been physically affected and they actually need to spend time in hospital.
But wouldn't sick leave cover that? I mean, if you've been physically hurt, wouldn't you just use up your sick leave?
Oh, look, in some instances, sick leave might be appropriate, but we're saying that sometimes, you know, you don't want to use up all your leave in this terrible situation, and that's what happens. So here's the thing, right? So a woman who doesn't feel she can raise this with her employer would use up all her sick leave and then maybe all her annual leave and then say, well, there's nothing else I can do. I'm going to have to leave my job. And then there's the problem. Whereas if we actually have this as part of the workplace culture, they can go to their boss. And look, I am absolutely positive that most employers would say to loyal, wonderful employees, look, you're in a terrible situation. We want to help you any way we can. I've got this leave available. Why don't you avail yourself of it? That's it.
Do you think, though, that most employers can afford to pay this? I know that sounds very mercenary, and I don't mean to be like that, but, I mean, people already get 4 weeks annual leave. You get, I'm not sure how much sick leave. It varies according to awards. I think you've got carer's leave, bereavement leave, and these all can be added up on top of each other. And now domestic violence leave, I mean, it adds up to quite a substantial chunk of one sort of annual working period, doesn't it?
You know, Tom, this is a really important issue for us as a community to deal with. One in three women experience physical or sexual violence by an intimate partner. And, you know, a lot of those, two-thirds of those, are in paid employment. And we know the worst thing that can happen for those women is for them to lose their job. It makes good business sense for an employer to help them. And we've had wonderful response. Unions are already bargaining for this through the enterprise bargaining
process. And what has been the response from employers?
It's been fantastic. As I said, big employers like NAB, like the Commonwealth Bank, Bankwest, lots of smaller credit unions, universities, McDonald's, IKEA, there's a lot of them, Aldi, there's a whole lot of employers that have recognised the absolute value in this for their employees. And, you know, as a community, we need to open our eyes and deal with it. Part of this is bringing it out of the home and making it a community issue. And
no, I don't disagree with that, but I'm not sure that the best way to highlight it is bargaining for leave. You know, I would have thought, you know, there are other ways to highlight an issue rather than doing that. But what about small employers? I mean, I've run a small business in the past. Yep. It's not easy to just give people leave. You know, I mean, big organisations can always find someone to cover the gap, but small ones often can't. I mean, should small employers have to make up for problems that people are having in their personal lives?
Well, you know, that's the funny thing, because mostly it's the small employers who really are the ones that really want to help, and they're the ones that often, you know, there's no question if you go to your boss in a small business, often that relationship is such that the boss says, look, you know, you're really valuable to my business, my small business, and I'll help you. So, you know, it's often more troublesome for us with the great big corporate ones, really. But, you know, the thing is that not everybody is going to ask for it. I think, you know, we've had a very small but critical uptake of the people that really, really need it. And I think we have to not be hysterical and think that, you know, all 11 million workers in the country are going to ask for paid domestic leave.
Could a man apply for it?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. But I think, you know, people need to look at this as a positive thing. This is a way that we can help tackle, well, it's one small part of fixing what is a very complex societal issue. And I'm really confident that the majority of employers will say it is. I mean, the big retailers association have come out today and said, yes, absolutely. We think that this is something that we definitely need to talk about. AIG have said that it's a serious problem and it's something that, you know, employers can help with. So, you know, most employers are seeing it for what it is, a way to really invest in loyal, valuable employees and help a societal issue.
Jed Carney, thank you for your time.
That's my pleasure, Tom. Thank you.
Jed Carney, President of the ACTU.